KNZA locker room chats continue here tonight as we're getting everybody prepped for the final week of the regular season in high school football. We're now talking Jeff West with the head coach in Jeff Schwinn. It's brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers improving to 6-1. Another big win last week. It was a non-district game at home against a team out of the Northeast Kansas League in Atchison County. 50-12, the final score, coach. Another big win. What'd you like from your team last week?
Well, I think we talked about it last week, coming out fast, and we struggled once again with that. They came out and had a nice kickoff where we didn't cover it well, and we gave the ball right back to them on the very first kick of the game. So we kind of started slow once again, but at the same time, that second quarter, we were able to do a lot of things defensively, offensively, and in special teams that were very positive, and it was great to get a win like that.
Yeah, no doubt. We talked about the passing attack. It was good once again. Brixton to Brody, another good night for both those two. But you've had some injuries in the backfield at running back, trying to establish that run a little bit more. Corbin Mayer's a guy that you've been utilizing a lot lately. You know, he scores a couple of touchdowns, but he also is a big part of your special teams as well. Just having a guy like that who can kind of maybe plug in place, you know, when you need a guy at running back, but, you know, when he's also doing, like, the kicking duties and then, you know, maybe from time to time some snaps on defense, just having a player like that that you can literally use in all three facets of the game.
Absolutely. He's a talented young guy, and he's going to continue to grow and get better with everything that he's doing. But very good kicker for us, does a great job in the kicking game. And then, yeah, like you said, I mean, we're able to put him in the backfield a little bit. We have to put him out wide a little bit. He's a very, very good defensive player for us off the edge. He did score a defensive touchdown last week as well. So, had one heck of a football game, and we're looking forward to seeing great things out of him as we move forward.
Another good collective effort on the defensive side. You hold ACCHS to under 150 yards. I know the defense has been very good, very athletic. You know, the big guys up front do a lot of the work, but another great defensive performance. What'd you like from that side of the ball?
Well, again, they're playing fast, and we need to continue to play with great speed and get into the football. We're doing a good job of leveraging the ball and then putting a lot of hats at the ball. And when that happens, good things can happen. We did have a very good defensive game and game plan as well. So, we're again looking to continue to improve this week and put ourselves in a position to win a ball game.
We're talking with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. District title on the line for them Friday at Hayden. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn. Our weekly locker room chat, it is presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, we'll talk about Hayden in a moment, but you take over this program. You know, this is your first year as the head coach. You know, last 4 or 5 years, it's just been kind of a struggle for this school in terms of just the quality and the wins. You know, they haven't had a lot of wins here in the last handful of years, but you take over your first year, you're sitting at 6-1, and now you're going into the final game of the regular season here. You go on the road to a top two team in the 3A classification with a district championship on the line. Just what does that mean to you, your kids, and I'm sure the excitement is kind of buzzing around the community right now.
There is a lot of excitement for sure, and again, the community support and fan support, these kids, the confidence that they've been able to build throughout this season, really understanding that we can be successful if we put in the hard work. We did that in the summer, and it continues to be seen throughout this season. So we're very excited about the challenge with Hayden. Hayden's a great football team, very fast. They play very confident. Physical football team. So we're going to have to match all of that and more as we go down there this Friday.
Just me watching you guys kind of from the outside, seeing a couple of your games this season, it just seems like even though I'm sure a lot of excitement is there with your players, with the success that you guys have had, but it seems like you have a core group. Like, I feel like your team is on it and like business as usual, and I feel like they're just really getting geared up for a game of this magnitude.
I think the preparation and the things that we continue to try to emphasize throughout each week, they've really bought into that. And that was one thing that we've we're doing to change the culture, and we've done exactly that, and we're going to continue to improve throughout this week. And like you said, business-like, but we're having a lot of fun doing it as well. So very proud of these kids and this coaching staff, and looking forward to this week.
Yeah, it's good to have that balance for sure, having fun but keeping it business, you know, at the same time. All right, quick thought here on Hayden. You mentioned in the last segment your defense is playing fast. Feel like they're going to have to play pretty fast this week against Hayden. Very good, explosive. What do you see from Hayden's offense and the challenges in stopping it?
Yeah, most definitely. They are a very, very fast football team, have great skill players, and their offensive line, defensive line, they're quick twitch. So we're going to have to match that intensity. We're going to have to play with speed ourselves. We've got to play a smart football game, be able to control the football, take care of the football, and then obviously defensively be able to come up with some big plays as well. But, yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere. We're very much looking forward to it, and looking forward to the challenge.
Finally, Coach, on the flip side of it, what do you see? What do they do defensively that's going to make it, you know, a challenge for your offense to move the ball?
Well, again, like I said, I mean, they are quick up front, and then their linebackers run and hit well. Their secondary plays some physical football as well, and they're fast. They will mix it up at times, but as a forefront defense that they like to be in, I feel like we can definitely prepare that way and hopefully be able to exploit some certain things. But it is going to be a challenge, and we're going to have to play a great football game, very physical football game, and play a disciplined game. At the same time, the ball has to bounce well for us, and that's normally the case throughout a game.
There it is, Jefferson West football coach Jeff Schwinn joining us. Tigers and the Hayden Wildcats this week. Jeff West going on the road, the district championship on the line. Hayden, the number 2 ranked team in the 3A classification. Coach, again, congrats on all the success so far this season. We really appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll do it one more time before the playoffs get going.
Thanks, Brandon.